Bruchim abayim b'shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, for Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, for Sarah bas Bina, and for Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis. May they all have a refuah shalema bimhera and darichas yomim vishanim tovos. Our shir is on the pasuk hatzileni na miyad achi miyad esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu's tefillah is to be saved from Esav. However, the Zera Shimshin questions the order in which this appears. In the first of the psukim, Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, "Katonti mikol achsadim, I'm diminished because of all the good that Hashem has done." He's afraid that he lost what Hashem promised him. Then he asked to be saved from Esav. Then Yaakov Avinu follows by reminding Hashem of all the good that Hashem has promised him. V'atamat, to remember all the good things. The Zera Shimshin notes, it would be more appropriate for Yaakov's tefillah to appear here after he recalls Hashem's promise and not after he expresses his concern that he doesn't have enough schuyos anymore. The Toras Chaim and Bava Metzia tells us that there are three levels of miracles. For the tzaddik, it's begaloi, berabim. Everyone can see the miracle. Everyone can know about it. The individual does not have to do anything for the miracle to happen. Someone who is not on that madrega can merit a lower level miracle. One is where the person does a minimal hishtadlus and is rewarded, even if that minimal hishtadlus is not related to the final result. The example given is a person who's weak. He's able to defend himself against a lion, or a strong army, or something more powerful than he is. Obviously, Hashem has saved him. There is yet another miracle. It's clothed within Teva, and the person doesn't readily perceive the Yad Hashem, doesn't realize the great miracle that he just experienced. It just looks like it was a natural occurrence. That's why the psukim are laid out in this way. Yaakov Avinu knew he had Hashem's havtacha that things would be good and he would be protected. However, he didn't know which of the three ways he was going to merit protection. Yaakov was humble, and he thought maybe he did averus and lost the schuyos. So he said, "Katonti mikol achsadim, I've been diminished." He was afraid that he would only merit protection that appeared natural, not one that was obviously miraculous. However, he still left open the possibility that he would be zocha to the highest level of nes, one that would be revealed to all. That's why Yaakov concluded with the words, "Va'ata marta," and you said, "I will surely do good for you." In Eretz Yisrael, during this current war, may it end immediately, we have seen many miracles, nisim v'niflos, soldiers of the IDF, Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, that have been saved miraculously. There was a group of soldiers in the battlefield. They stopped momentarily just to have something to eat. All of a sudden, the rifle of one of the Chayalim misfired. Everyone panicked. They didn't know what happened with that bullet. They checked everybody to make sure that everyone was okay, and then chas v'shalom, that bullet did not hit anybody. As they were checking their surroundings, they saw that at the entrance of one of the tunnels, there was a terrorist, and the terrorist had in his hand a grenade. He was about to throw it on all of the soldiers that were gathered. However, when the gun misfired, the bullet went directly into his head and killed him. May we continue to see nisim niflos. May all of the hostages be returned home safe and sound. Take off miyad, and may all of the soldiers be matzliach, successful in their mission, return victorious, come back home, safe and sound. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue with our Shir Nezer Shimshon. I wish everybody me'umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuas, b'nechamos.